What's the biggest cause of fatal fires in Irish homes? Smoking. And over half the people who died in fires last year were over the age of 60. That's according to the latest data from the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management at the start of National Fire Safety Week. Keith Leonard is their director and he's with us now. Keith Leonard, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us more about the main causes of fatal fires and what can be done to prevent them.
Yeah, as you would have seen from the research published, the key finding is that smoking still seems to be the number one cause. And kind of allied to that then are kind of electrical faults around the home usually contribute or contributing causal factor for fires. So we're launching Fire Safety Week this morning. It's an initiative, an all-Ireland initiative, with Kildare Fire Service and Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. And we're trying to bring a focus, Gavin, really on the kind of the key safety messages around fire over the coming week.
When you mention electrical appliances or electrical faults, what are the principal causes?
The principal causes really are kind of faulty kitchen appliances and faulty chargers and kind of electrical standard domestic electrical pieces around the home are a key issue. And I suppose we're appealing to people today to be very careful, and particularly those kind of frayed cables, those overloaded sockets, just to watch them, to do maybe a small audit of your house and to try and make sure that all your electrical equipment is in good condition. And Gavin, if I could maybe leave one of the most important messages that I would urge your listeners to act on today is to have a working smoke alarm on all levels of your home. Test it weekly and even set a reminder in your phone to test it. A working smoke alarm can save your life.
The tendency towards using home appliances like dishwashers or washing machines, ones that use a lot of electricity, at off-peak times, at night time when people are asleep because it might save them money, is that unsafe?
Well, what we would advise, Gavin, would be, and again, I suppose I want to emphasise, some people work at night and sleep during the day as well, is not to use those appliances when you're asleep. And also, when people are going to bed, be it at night or during the day, close all the doors on your escape route out of the house. You know, if a door is open, smoke can spread very quickly and make conditions very difficult. If you close the doors along that escape route and you have a clear escape route out to the front or the back of your house, that can, again, really help you if a fire happens.
That finding that the majority of people who were killed in fires were over the age of 60 and many living alone, your advice for elderly people who live alone when it comes to fire safety?
Absolutely. You know, people who are over 60 and people who have any kind of a disability, or you combine those two together, you get into a situation where it becomes very difficult for people to get out when fire happens. So what I would say to people like that is fire safe fire services across the country run home fire safety visits, programs of home throughout the year. And I would encourage them to get in touch with their local fire service if they would like to receive a home fire safety visit. And firefighters carry these out, and where necessary, they can install smoke alarms as well. I would also encourage the families of people who are elderly, you know, to just do it again, help them with doing an audit and to make sure that their fire alarms are tested on a weekly basis.
Keith Leonard, thank you. It's 8 minutes to 8. Let's get the latest business news now from Petula Martin.